Finance Minister Muhammad Aurangzeb on Wednesday requested China to roll over the guaranteed debt and to also increase the current size of the $4.3 billion currency swap agreement aimed at cushioning the low foreign exchange reserves. The requests were made to the Chinese Finance Minister Lan Fong on the sidelines of the International Monetary Fund's IMF spring meetings, according to the finance ministry officials. The bilateral meeting remained very positive and constructive, said the officials. Aurangzeb also invited Chinese and Saudi Arabian finance ministers to visit Pakistan. The high-level engagement focused on strengthening bilateral economic cooperation and reaffirming partner support for Pakistan's reform agenda under the IMF's Extended Fund Facility, EFF, program, according to a press statement issued by the finance ministry after the meeting. It added in his meeting with Lan Fong, finance minister of China, Senator Muhammad Aurangzeb recalled their last meeting held in Beijing in July 2024 and thanked the government of China for its unwavering support for Pakistan's socio-economic development and for its strong backing of Pakistan's economic reform program supported by EFF of the IMF. China has assured the IMF to roll over Pakistan's $4 billion cash deposit. The officials said that among the issues that Pakistan took with China were rescheduling of the Chinese Exim Bank debt maturing during the tenure of the IMF program and increasing the size of bilateral currency swap agreement. The finance minister had also made these requests last year, but so far the formal approvals have not been given by China. The government is seeking the rescheduling of the Export-Import, Exim, Bank of China's debt that is maturing till September 2027. The officials said that the issue of raising the limits under the currency swap agreement was also taken up with the Chinese authorities. They did not disclose the additional amount that Pakistan sought in loan under the swap deal. Pakistan has already used the existing 30 billion Chinese yuans or $4.3 billion Chinese trade facility to repay its debts. In October last year, the finance minister had requested China to raise this limit by an additional 10 billion Chinese yuans, translating to $1.4 billion at the current exchange rate. If Beijing accepts, the total facility will reach approximately $5.7 billion. Pakistan's gross official foreign exchange reserves remain low at around $10.6 billion, which it wants to increase to over $14 billion in next 2 months on the back of new loans and higher remittances. The rescheduling of the Exim Bank debt will also help bridging the external financing gap identified during the IMF program period. Pakistan's external financing gap projected in September last year should significantly reduce as the World Bank has projected a $800 million current account surplus for this fiscal year, compared to earlier estimates of about $3.7 billion deficit.